Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Tuesday, July 9th, 2019. It is 2 p.m. and we're assembled in the BCC conference room for legal counsel update. At the present time, we are short two commissioners. So we are going to postpone this meeting for 1/2 hour. If that's okay with everybody in the room, I have two of the presenters waiting here, but we'll just do it for 1/2 hour. Commissioner Fowler is on a field trip and has called in. He said he'd be in here but within 1/2 an hour. So, and Commissioner Morgan is not present. So with that, we will just go offline for 1/2 an hour and we'll see you in 1/2 an hour.
All right, here we are at 2:00 on Tuesday, July 9th, 2019 in the BCC conference room.
We've already gone through that and then
for our legal counsel update, so you guys were here once?
Back in. We just put it on a postponement.
So oh, excellent.
Back in.
I didn't hear that part.
Back in.
Well, I'm glad we're back. And item one is Grants Pass Fire Rescue District. Hearing, outline, and packet.
Right.
And so exactly. You like prepping us for tomorrow?
That's exactly what's going on here. Prepping for tomorrow. And it should be all pretty straightforward. Did we have a chance to email these out electronically?
My staple part.
Or to the city?
Or to
the book, but not
I, yeah,
board.
I did.
Okay.
But they obviously don't. Okay. They're looking at their books.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a book.
There was a request for electronic. Okay, so it sounds like you also
there's
have
a request electronic. For
electronic. But and so we just go through. Yeah, so he got both.
Yeah.
It's going to be very smooth. You know, we just follow it by the book.
Right.
And then you decide at the end what you want to do.
Step
and
we
have one. The script written out either way. So anyway, all right. So yeah, step one. When you call the meeting to order, and just get us to that place. All right. So where are we here?
What are you looking for?
Well, basically,
I would actually go
to
the
news.
This is
what
I sent the
seats. Okay, here we go.
Yeah,
it's easier.
Oh, yeah. Step
okay,
two.
Yeah, we're in tab 2. Tab 2.
Tab
this
two.
Is much easier, isn't it? Okay. So, yeah, this basically is going to describe what the chair would be discussing at the, this is a rather long kind of monologue, but this is the
mm-hmm.
Chair's role. We need to describe what's written on this page here.
So we have to, Chair has to read all this whole thing in its entirety, correct?
I encourage that, yeah.
Really here tomorrow?
It's not required, but that makes sense to me.
Will we have this in a paper copy for the audience if they want to look at it over there?
Well, we never have before, but.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. If somebody says, well, why didn't you read that? Just say we have it on the table in the back.
This is, I think we usually put this together mainly so that anybody in the audience asks a question, you guys can refer to it. Like, if they say, did you do the noticing? Well, yeah, we did.
Now, when you did the noticing, is there someplace where they can read this?
Read
this
what?
Document right here? The actual public hearings by formation of the Grants Pass Fire District.
No, that's just an outline that we prepared for your use.
Mm-hmm. It's not secret or anything, though. You
the
can
city,
anybody
yeah, true, but the city will be doing the thing.
What I'm asking, you're going into a public hearing and you're inviting public comment and asking
yes.
questions. Mm-hmm. They don't know what this says.
Yeah.
They know what exactly what this says. What the district formation and the purpose of the district, the boundary,
okay.
the election, the tax rate, and the governing body
yeah,
of district.
Yeah. It's all in the proposed board order, which is online.
Okay.
All that stuff is in the board order.
I just didn't know if it would behoove us to put this, you know, because it says hearing, as required by law, notice of the hearing was published in the Courier, posted 4 places. Because I didn't hear it. Then you got it right here, hit the hearing notices. This
mm-hmm.
thing, these 2 pages right here, save for conclusion,
yeah, the conclusion
and the proposed motion, proposed order, but establishing from establishment of the district boundary up, that to me, if we had these stapled in a pile of them put on the table, maybe,
okay.
that would answer a lot of questions. What was the tax rate? How come you didn't have say the proposed tax rate would be 203 at
I can see that.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Also, the city is going to be there doing a presentation.
Well, sure, I certainly hope so.
I mean, but said 15 or 20
minutes. I'm just trying to, and this is something that when certain people step up, well, I don't know anything about this. Just say, you know, it's on that back table back there.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
And they can kind of read through it while we're waiting to do the Pledge of Allegiance. They go, oh, now I get it. The governing body, the proposed district, will be a 5-member district, and this says all of that right in there. Stuff that you do every day, and we understand after you hammered into our heads a number of times. But to people like Judy, who's very curious about such things, I think this would probably, you know, don't do from the green down. The board decides to move forward. Go leave a conclusion out. Both the conclusions are what our choices are. Mm-hmm. But just leading up to, I think it'd be valuable, very, very valuable.
Sure.
Okay, I'd have to change it a little because it says things like "see attached letter," but I can change it.
But can you?
Yeah.
Can you? I just want to, you know, in layman's terms, so that they can, the term of the director 4 years, however, then, you know, whatever you want to do there, as law required, notice of the hearing was published in a courier and posted before public. When we get a lot of this public, I didn't know about it. When did you notice it? It's already written down here, and okay, the purpose for the hearing.
Yeah.
The board is required by statute, because I think a lot of people are asking me, what the heck do you have to do with it? Yes. This is all inside the city. Very same question I posted to you. And you just gave me a very simplistic answer. Hey, okay, I got it.
What was the simplistic answer?
That we were going to look into it, basically.
Still, you're wondering? Yeah. I mean, at the beginning. Why is the,
I think you
mean
some earlier today.
Oh.
Because incorporated cities are not allowed to do this. Form districts.
Oh,
the county has to form the district.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm saying, do we still not know the answer
to that? Yeah, why are we doing it? You know, why can't the city do it? Neat city, because cities incorporated cannot do the district. The county has to do the district where the incorporated city is. That made perfectly good sense to me.
The county board actually, from the time, from right now until the time the board is dissolved, you have complete jurisdiction.
Correct.
For anything they're doing, even if they're pulling properties back in. Does it ever go to
it's
the
like
city
five,
again? It's always the county board.
But there's people in the county going, why are you even getting involved?
So there's lingering?
Yes, just like
oversight?
The library.
Okay.
Or the Marlin Park district.
It's not something we started and then the ship sails away.
No,
we still have the port of call,
well,
so to speak. I can take that joke further. Analogy.
If they want to annex, and then whatever, if it's ever dissolved.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So. Well, because there will be annexations in the future.
Sure.
Well,
you would assume so.
We're basically have to be the locations put on the ballot.
On that second page there, under the green, it says library district.
Oh, sorry.
Am I misreading that?
No.
You're reading my mistake.
Good catch.
Okay.
And I'm also going to take credit for spelling your name wrong the other day.
Oh, that was you the other
day?
Well, as long as we have someone to blame, I feel better.
I know.
Okay, so you'll proofread that and kind of give us a little.
Yeah, we'll proofread it first.
Okay.
Great catch.
But if you want it to hand out, do you want it like back to back?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Just one page
just
and one
page, yeah.
On one
okay.
sheet.
That'd be great.
Sure. Either way, you know, I think the appropriate thing is for
just
here
a little explanatory and kind of give them some background.
To take you through.
Take you through, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Take it from the top. It's going to take 4 to 5 minutes, but, you know, we're all there anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
right. Yes, we are all dressed up. Might as well.
We're all dressed up. So anyway, all right, so that's what it's going to look like. And then, what's that?
Sorry. Oh, I was just going to have them change that.
Yeah, I crossed that. And so at which point, once the chair gets through that, I'll do the next set of comments. It'll take 5 minutes, perhaps not that long, just to outline a little bit more of the legal parameters. I think Aaron from the city is the one who's planning to do the presentation. At some point between now and then, they're going to send over his PowerPoint. If it hasn't arrived yet.
There's three of them.
Okay. There's
three
presenters?
Yes.
Okay.
Aaron and the chief.
Yeah, Lang, probably. He'll be there. He may not be.
No.
Lang Johnson.
I don't know if it's Lang or the...
Or the actual public safety chief.
Yes.
Right.
Warren.
Yep.
And then Jay's going to bring it.
Oh, the financial. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I guess that's the latest on that one.
But they said 15 to 20 minutes total.
They did say 15 to 20 minutes. Board would then respond if you wanted and take public comment from there. And you'll notice at the end, what's described here, if the board does decide to move forward, then you would make the findings as written and set the matter for the second and final public hearing. And you'll describe it there, so that's going to be July 31st.
So we were going to talk a little bit about that.
Need to do the order? What?
Well, about that the order has to be done tomorrow to keep in the timeline.
If you do, so if you do proceed, yeah, that's true. And so...
So it has to go forward and be signed tomorrow.
Well...
It does, and that's reflected in the script, so you have what?
No, I was just talking about the, when we talked earlier about the boundary. If anybody, if any citizens come in and talk to you about the boundary, and if you have any changes that you might want to make, or even think about making...
You have to do that in writing, don't they?
No. They can testify and just say...
Oh, just during the meeting?
Yeah.
But we don't have to act on it.
Well...
Right, but if we wanted to...
So if you had somebody that wanted to step up and say, I want to be in the annexation during the public meeting...
In the district formation.
They can do that?
That's what the public hearing is for.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, they could.
Not just announcing the possibility of a district, but an invitation to those that...
Well, just, I mean...
Yeah.
I thought the public hearing part would be is, I don't want to be in this thing and I don't want it to happen.
Well, you could get that too.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I didn't know they could actually sign up to be annexed into the...
Well, no, they could just... I don't mean that they're going to sign up. I mean that they would...
They can voice that they're in favor of.
They could say, we like the boundary. We think the boundary should be changed.
Oh.
And that's the only thing that you folks have the ability. You can look at the boundary and say,
right.
Yay or nay.
Okay. So let me give an example. Like, if I'm heading up Hillcrest and changes to county property, but... feels like you're still in the city. Mm-hmm. If those people wanted to be included in the district, or the district wanted to include them because of the fire propensity from the forest behind them to the city, they could say, well, no, can we draw that line out here? Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying? Someone may come along and go, hey, okay.
Yeah. Either way.
And can I ask for a better boundary map than these two that are in here?
So,
are you getting heavy?
I mean, how would you do that?
So here's the problem with the maps. We've already heard from the state Department of Revenue that said those maps are bad. And we know that, but the city couldn't get them all finished for us in time for this order. By the time you have the next order, we're going to have way better maps.
Okay, but my question is if we're taking testimony on the boundary, mm-hmm. and this is the boundary, and I don't know what the boundary is because I can't tell what the boundary is. It's under the task 9.
We can check with the city and see if they're planning on bringing a better picture of that boundary.
That'd be really swell. Maybe it'd be in the PowerPoint.
It should at least be in the PowerPoint.
I know there's a way that you can go online and print, you know, look at it, I know. But it's not going to print that well.
Okay,
but essentially it's all of the city and then properties under those
annexations. It's under the annexation, annexation agreement.
Are interesting where they
could
are.
They print a big one and stick it on the wall in the back? Does it have the resolution for that?
But they can be in this, they can be in this fire district and not be... have an annexation agreement with the city, correct?
Yes.
You
they can annex
yes.
into this
right,
district
yes.
and not the city. They cannot be in the city.
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah, the original boundary as it's proposed.
Because if they annex into the city, if they have an annexation agreement with the city, they start paying city property taxes for police and fire.
Right.
This way, they could just pick up fire and not police.
Yes.
For 203.
Interesting.
And not have police protection, but they could be, it won't be in the urban growth boundary, and they won't have an annexation agreement with the city to be annexed into the city, but yet they can have fire protection under the fire protection district.
Yeah, I do.
And
but
then
it maybe raises a question that I didn't think about either, is what happens to those under those annexation agreements. Do they continue if it passes?
Well, the annexation agreement is...
a district now.
You would have to treat... I'm not being interrupted because you know your job, not me. But they would treat an annexation agreement, they pay $1.79 just like everybody else or whatever, and that $1.79 is going to go away.
That's what I'm saying.
With this, so they would just take on the 203 and the $1.79 would go away on an annexation agreement. But if they were outside the urban growth boundary but contiguous and they say, I want to be in that fire district, they can sign into the fire district without having an annexation agreement with the city.
There's a process.
Yeah, there's a process for that.
Just
right?
Like
yeah.
Right now.
Like the library one, we keep doing those.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Even in islands.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's not even contiguous.
Yeah.
But this is contiguous. Well, no, it's non-contiguous.
Yeah. Anyway.
But it first has to go to a to the district board.
The district board.
The district board has to endorse it or not.
They're the governing body, not us.
Yeah, well, it goes to
them. But they're in line.
And then they yeah. and they're going
to
say
they're going to recommend to the board.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Just like libraries.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, yeah, that's going to be it's confusing, but it's not.
Yes.
I mean, if you want to be in the fire district,
yeah, if you try to work on every scenario,
you want
to
be in
right,
the
you have
fire
to spend
district,
a little time.
You could be that. But you know, people that get these annexation agreements, they think they're going to get water and sewer and all the other stuff, and that isn't how it is. Property tax only goes to public safety. So that's the only two things you get when you decide to annex into the city. That's the only two things you're guaranteed is police and fire. Doesn't mean water lines and sewer lines and all that stuff. Most of that stuff is usually in as a portion of development, as a condition of development.
Right.
Okay. But that's going forward, all we're gonna have to worry about is when somebody wants to annex in. And the district board says, yes, we want to annex them into the district, into the fire district, and they bring that list to us for approval.
Well, they have to bring it to you no matter what. They either say we endorse or we don't endorse.
Okay.
So it's always your choice.
Okay, so it's going to fall on us if we say, no, the board recommends not bringing you into the fire district because you're out.
Yeah, I think you'd have to look at, can it be benefited?
Then we would say, no, not at this time.
Library district's kind of different because
it's
not a service.
Right,
or not,
right.
Yeah.
There's no services. You're going to the library for service.
And so
we're not providing door-to-door library for you.
So if it's the fire board and then the board of commissioners, are we also in the liability chain if something goes wrong in the service in the district, or is it?
So, I mean, the liability discussion is one of is one that we reserve for an executive session setting anyway, but suffice to say, that would really be more of a nexus to the unprotected areas.
Oh.
Right, yeah, this is different from the unprotected.
So we'll be talking in terms of...
Okay.
The
two are going to cross a little bit.
The shortest
bit.
Answer.
Yeah.
And they're going to cross just a little bit. They have the opportunity to cross that line, but where our unprotected side of it is like out in... Hugo.
A whole different set of considerations.
We'll
talk about that later.
That's
not that much.
Not on this.
It's on this agenda, isn't it?
Got it.
Close.
Okay, I read through most of this, and it's good.
Good, okay. So, and as Pat was touching on earlier, so at the end, there was a proposed motion to make findings and to approve the order. The order is under tab 10. And so that's our last tab, three-page order, and it's pretty particular in terms of what it was that you'd be approving. Paragraph 8 on page 2 says it does address the setting of the second public hearing, and so that kind of clarifies that this is not the final decision. Because of the crunch timeline here, the order does need to be considered tomorrow.
Okay, so the order's tomorrow. That kicks the thing off, and away you go.
For the final.
It's
the precursor.
Hearing.
But you have
second
another hearing, and then is there a waiting period like
the order?
Okay, so you have another hearing on the 31st, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then you won't take any action then except to move it forward. And then on the very next week, we'll have the order that sends it to the ballot and the explanatory statement and the question and caption and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And hopefully the better maps.
That's tab 3 has got the timeline going on there.
Yeah.
And so it's all been calculated out pretty carefully.
Well, whoever put this book together did a nice job.
Yes. Okay.
So that about covers it. Contents are described on the cover of the a binder.
Right.
And, make sure I come armed with that tomorrow.
Do it. Yeah, yeah, that one is important to have.
Yeah, we'll put together that. For sure.
Okay.
Okay, anything else on item one?
Not from our side.
Nope.
Any questions, Dan? No?
No, okay. No, thank you. They're good.
Excellent. Then.
Amazing how many few questions you have when you read the material ahead of time.
Right, and then.
That's for my. That's
we'll talk
me.
About that later. Number two, Fire Protection Advisory Committee.
Yes.
Proposed.
So, right, the board expressed, I guess last week, an interest in setting up a task force, I think was the word that everyone came together mm-hmm. around. And this has been, the approach has been employed before, so we dug around the archives and have provided to, within your packet today to you, some examples of documents that have surrounded this approach in the past. And mm-hmm. So we want, I guess, just to kind of continue the discussion today and maybe get some direction. We can come back if the board still wants to do this approach. We can come back with something a little more concrete.
I think you could almost go word for word because that's what we want to do.
You could almost go word for word.
No sense in reinventing the wheel on it.
Yeah. No, you might want to tweak membership. I don't know what the criteria is around that, but.
One thing I did notice about the members in the one from 2007 was that there weren't any commissioners on it, which is probably a wise approach.
Had one of the commissioners, is that what you said?
It did not have any.
Oh, did not have any. Yeah, oh,
so
okay.
The proposal will get a fresh set of eyes when it gets to the board of commissioners.
Right, no, we're not thinking. We're not looking to tell them what to do. I think we're looking for them to tell us what to do.
Recommend.
Yes.
I think we should just stay out of it until they're bring something up and then we have time for comment.
Yeah, I think that's the best approach.
Okay.
Makes sense.
So recommended. Good job.
So, anything to be done to move this forward?
Well, just basically do some cutting and pasting and get the ball rolling.
Make sure we figure out who's going to be on it. And do we need to put a timeline on them as to when some findings come so that this thing doesn't drag out for a year and a half? I mean, things can go on and on and on. If we say, we'd like to have something by the end of 19 or something, or by March of 2020 or something.
Mm. Well,
whatever it is, we're gonna have some ballot time if we were to start that district. It probably wouldn't be till May of 2021 or something anyway, would it? I don't think we'd be able to have enough time to get it on 2020.
You wouldn't want to put it on, I don't know if you'd want to put it on 2020. You might.
I don't.
There's a lot of considerations.
There's always a lot, yeah.
There's going to be a ton on there, plus the cities, the one we just talked about.
Yes.
Will be on 2020,
well,
correct?
No, that'll be on this November.
It's
come
on
this
yeah,
okay.
That's why we're cramped on the, time.
Right. Well, maybe 2020 is the target.
Yeah, well, we don't have to figure it out today. You got a whole task force coming, right?
We do.
That's right. That's what task force is for. Let's see how fast they get. I really think I would encourage them to say, okay, you have.
Yeah.
Let's look at this thing.
And I think it's contingent on whether the board or them recommend hiring some help, whether we have some sort of feasibility study or any outside eyes that are going to look at it besides the task force, a professional, mm-hmm. If we're going to hire a consultant of sorts.
Yep.
So,
did you get that?
Because if we're going to present to the public, I want to have the whole picture clear.
Full support of the board and full support of the task force.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Or it just won't move,
which is
possible, I suppose. They may come back and go, this is.
I don't know what kind of.
They may.
I
guess
that's
one of the possibilities.
What did we get on all of these failures? Did we have some kind of a idea what they. Failed by?
We do. So, pass it to
that,
research there.
What was the ratio?
No. You could probably find it faster than me. I know we've.
Here. That's fairly close.
60%.
Quite a few votes, even.
It was fairly close. Oh,
91. That's a. It's a while.
1991.
Ago.
That's why it's XVIII.
Right.
IX.
I'm finally breaking myself from saying it's 19 something. 1998.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it looks like it's hit fairly close at one time or two.
Yeah. Well, and with the recent fire danger, it's a good time to ask.
Well, that wasn't a district. Those were just, that was an ordinance that set standards.
Oh.
So that was a whole different
approach. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or maybe it will.
But I agree.
No, I'm saying the one that didn't pass.
Yes.
Right.
I agree with Commissioner Fowler, though. I think the time is right to say there's a good big conversation about fire, and we'd be remiss in our duty if we didn't utilize
that. Ask, yep. Okay. Well, and we've grown up around this patchwork of coverage, and it's just gotten bigger and bigger. So.
Okay, so all right. generate the appropriate documents and bring those back to you.
Sweet. All right, well then let's look at item 3, electric bus charging station and infrastructure.
Yep, so due to the timeliness of this, Scott asked if he could come present today, and so we
certainly graciously allowed me to do it. So I wanted to get in front of the board again just to let them know what my plans were. So we have 2 electric vehicles coming. They're going to be here in probably the beginning of August is the last estimation that I heard. So with that, we can go with a basic plug-in charging station that comes with the buses, and it's basically, that's what it is, a little charging station. You plug it into the back of the bus. Or we can go with a more advanced, quicker version that's a smart charging system, which is what I'm proposing that we go ahead and do. When I originally put together this project with the electric buses and everything, I wanted to make sure that we had the infrastructure that was necessary in terms of what I would consider it would take the project to make it successful. So if we're going to test this system out, let's do it correctly. So
make it doomed to fail.
That's kind of right. So I made sure that there was plenty of money. So between the bus purchases, which is 2 electric and 2 diesel, we combined them together. There's about $680,000 left. My estimation on what the charging system is going to cost. This is the charging system, some engineering, there's some power system upgrades, and if you look in that proposal, we're going to have to run a ditch or trench from the power that comes into Public Works to where we park the buses. So I'm looking at the estimate of that of about $630,000, which gives me about a $50,000 contingency fund.
What size pad are you talking about? 2, 4, 8?
So it's 2. I only want to do 2 at this point, but okay. The charging system itself can be expanded to 8.
Oh, okay.
So
would the power drop would be sized for that?
And
yes.
This drop would be sized for that.
Yeah.
Correct. And I don't think we're going to end up parking or running it to where that line shows. I talked to Rob at Public Works and the other managers out there, and I think it's going to be more of the corner of our building, which is essentially right here.
Wherever your service hits.
Right. Oh. So it'll be a little bit closer, so that'll be less of an expense. But yeah, the charging system, we're going to go with 2. It can be expanded out to 8, and that means we only have to buy additional pads for each of those 8. So if we expand it out, we're good to go. If we leave it at 2, we're still...
Are the pads surface mount so we can move them in 4 years if we needed to?
Yes, so everything, I made sure everything, you can dig them up essentially. They sit in what they call a bathtub, and so it's a metal container that's essentially about 42 inches by 42 inches. Mm-hmm. And then the wire runs to it from the charging system itself over to that pad, so we can just dig everything up if we move.
Is this whole concept going to be metered separately so we can figure out how much?
Yes, it has to be metered separately because there's
because it's new infrastructure too. Yeah,
it's new, and I want I don't want any questions, so I want to be able to know exactly the power going to it is and what that time is.
Well, the whole system probably has a recorder and all that stuff as well, doesn't it?
It I'm sure it does, but it's gonna. I want to make sure that we have the best information.
That completes the package.
I'm more interested in when PPL raises cost per kilowatt hour, or they can give a discount on that particular meter. Then you've got a meter that you can adjust at their billing for that, and also it tells us cost of operation for those buses. You know, we're gonna attribute diesel. Mm-hmm. To a diesel bus, how much do you put in that bus every time and you have so many miles?
Right.
I'd like to know what it costs to charge one of these buses and how much the cost per mile is. Yes. It's not free.
No, it's not.
It's not going to be free, but no. I think for future, to say, you know, we can save X number of dollars on diesel by buying two more buses.
Correct.
So, and it's a non-contact charging system, right? They don't actually touch.
It's inductive.
Nope.
Like my cell phone charger.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about a driver remembering or forgetting, conversely, to plug it in.
Right.
At the end of the night, there is a faster charging rate with this, so if we want to pull vehicles, if we feel that we need to extend the mileage beyond what we're getting right now, because that's still also this unknown, we can plug them in or pull them over the charging station during the day and charge them for a couple hours and at least get a 50% boost in the battery.
Mm-hmm. So, but weren't we kind of, one of the things we were sold on is that you would go to non-peak hours to do the charging most of the
correct.
Time.
Correct, right. That's the plan.
Yeah, so it could even be programmable once you get there at the end of the day. If it's not late enough, it could turn on in an hour.
That is exactly right, and it'll do it consecutively rather than concurrently, so we can charge one bus, and then when that bus charges, then we can switch to the next one and go.
That would keep your demand, because if they put that on a demand meter and you hit both those pads at once, it's going to tattletale clear up to there rather than tattletale to there.
Correct.
One at a time. Road staggering.
So I'm ready to move forward with this. It'll take a couple weeks. Obviously, I have to talk to them. They will help me with the engineering. They'll help me find a local electrical contractor that's qualified, that they've talked to, that can help do the work.
PPL have any programs through their
Energy Trust or anything?
Not at the moment, but there was some legislative action that was passed. I thought it was last year that required them to help the local communities with charging infrastructure and the promotion of electric vehicles. So I've reached out to them a couple times. More than likely, it's going to be one of those things where they'll be our partner once we do it.
Right.
So there's money available. I haven't blatantly asked them for money for the charging or anything like that or the infrastructure, because I didn't want to be held back. I have the money to go. But once this gets rolling and we're getting closer, if they want to step in as a partner, I'd be more than willing. There's no precedent for them so far in the state of helping anybody other than private homes and that kind of thing. That's kind of the direction they're going, not public transit.
Right.
But with that said, I will talk to them again.
There was an interesting documentary last night, right before last, on solar energy.
I know, I can see the building with panels feeding electricity all the rest of the time that you're not charging.
Yeah.
In the future.
It didn't work out that way.
Not usually. Especially the farther north you get. Just a fun question. What does that bus sound like going down the road?
It's virtually quiet. It's you hear a
There's
hum.
Some drive change?
You hear a hum from the engine. It's like direct drive to the rear wheels, so there's tire noise, that kind of thing. I have a feeling it's gonna be hit or miss. Some people are gonna love it. Some people are gonna hate it.
The hummer.
What it is you're gonna hear all the passengers. You're gonna hear all the intimate conversations going on within the vehicle.
Oh, maybe you need to get a little music player.
But we'll call it Lolita 2.
Right. It's a quiet bus.
One of the things, though, that I think it was one of the package loaders. I can't remember if it was FedEx or something. They went to electric delivery. Then they had to put a deal on there. When you step on the gas, it was a little speaker in the front that made the sound of an engine. Because they had people stepping out in front of them.
Correct.
They couldn't hear them coming.
Yep.
And,
like the Prius in the parking lot that moves when you're not looking.
Well, and Teslas, there was a guy at the car show. He had a Tesla, and it sounded like a Corvette.
Yep.
He had a deal. He put it in his thing. There's a speaker under the front, and when he stepped on it, it was like a Corvette. But it's a golf cart. Is all it is. It's just
They have that capability.
Because, people, there was some liability. They said, I can't hear you coming.
Yeah, so there's the ability to add
maybe
audio.
Ice cream truck music, the entertainer or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, you, get out of the way.
How long would it take you to get sick of that song? Not long at all.
So, as they say, I wanted the board to know which direction I was going. The advisory committee I brought this question to them as well, and they said if you have the money, that we should just do things right. And I agree, if this is a new project, let's get the best equipment we have and really see if this is going to be long-term viable.
I'd like to build the add-on later if we decide. If we see it's a hit, we can add on later.
Correct.
Okay.
Very good, sir. Thank you for the information.
So we take that to consent?
I think he's looking for something right now.
It's in the budget.
Right, it's in the budget.
It's in the budget. So what I'm looking for right now is I've already, there's not a lot of price information in here because I've already got him to come down about $45,000. So I'm hoping to get him to come down a little bit more. but I'm still in that process now. But I need to get moving on this because if the vehicles are going to be here in August, it takes about a week for them to come in and install this equipment, and I need to get everybody on board.
Right. And so, will they be providing their own trench, or is there any way to use our county?
We can do everything. We'll do the county itself. We'll trench our yard.
Right, because that'll help.
Right. So the only other expense we have is the power pole needs to be upgraded. The transformer needs to be upgraded. We need a new meter, and then we need to run the power all the way to wherever the charging site is going to be. So those are the only additional expenses I expect. But we'll see. Until I get going on this process, I'm shooting $630,000, but I have $680,000.
So what are we looking for? Just a motion? Okay.
Because you're going to bring back a contract at some point.
Yes, at some point I'll bring back a contract.
Why don't you move forward with this right now, and then we need a motion to have him proceed, and then he'll bring it back when you have more numbers.
Fair enough. Works for me. I just need to have rolling on this.
I'll make the motion. Make the motion that Scott proceeds forward this with, and then we'll bring back some numbers to us at a later date.
Yes.
For a contract.
Perfect.
I'll second that motion. Any further discussion?
No. Thank you, Scott.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, motion Scott. Carries 2-0.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Bye.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Additional subjects, matters from commissioners.
None for me.
None for me either. So let's move toward executive session. Today is Tuesday, July 9th, 2019, and it's 3:03. And the Josephine County Board of Commissioners will now meet in executive session for the following agenda items. Item 5A is a confidential memo referencing county real property at 425 East River Street, Cave Junction, ORORS 192-6602E and F. Item 5B is land use enforcement on 600 Tina Way, ORS 192-6602H. Item 5C is a confidential memo report and recommendation referencing county real property unsold by sheriff at auction, ORS 192-6602EF. And item 5D, which is Teresa O'Brien versus Josephine County Sheriff's Office et al., U.S. District Court Case Number 1:19CV01053CL, ORS 192-6602H. Approved representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. Approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of the executive session, we will return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room. I would note that Chair Lily Morgan has come to the meeting, so the recorder will now be turned off at 3:05.
So it's 3:46. We're going to be back in general session. I would entertain a motion regarding item 5A, confidential memo regarding county real property at 425 East River Street, Cave Junction, Oregon. I would entertain a motion to approve us reimbursing legal costs for services rendered.
So moved.
So moved.
I will second that. There's a motion second. Any further discussion?
No.
Nope.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. We got an update on Tina Way, and we had some questions of clarification that legal's going to follow up with. Item C, the confidential memo regarding real property. We gave some feedback to staff on that one. And we were advised on the lawsuit on 5D Teresa O'Brien versus Josephine County. So is that it for a summary? All right.
Yep.
So then moving on to item number six, real property at 600 Tina Way, acceptance of personal representative deeds. We're going to hold off on this.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't need to table or continue, just let's wait and we'll reschedule it another day.
Mm-hmm.
So item number seven, additional subject matters from commissioners. Anything, sir?
I had the opportunity to go out to Gleish Resort over the
yeah.
4th of July. And I noticed that as you make the corner out there where the racetrack is, where we used to stage all of the helicopters and stuff for firefighting, that whole field from where you, the new house is on the left, the front yard, the side yard, the backyard, and from there all the way to almost to where you enter back in is all hemp. And it's perfectly legal, I'm sure, but I mean it's from the road to the river, hemp. And my only question is that is the entrance to our heavily advertised tourist area for Josephine County with the Indian Mary Park, Oak Creek, Hell's Gate, all the access to the river. And when all that stuff gets right, plus we've got some businesses, commercial businesses down there at Gleish Resort, Morrison's Lodge, the smell is going to be unbelievable. And I was thinking there a possibility that, you know, rather than everybody, well, you know, Josephine County is a dope growing place of the thing. Maybe it'd be possible that we could get a hold of whoever the farmer is to put up signs that this is hemp, that it's a legal product, not marijuana. Just kind of stifle, you know, I think like the hemp plant. These trees were planted in 1978. You know, more of an informational thing rather than somebody assuming that it's cannabis, mm-hmm. marijuana, because
right.
it is cannabis. But maybe that might be an idea to approach the farmer with that thing so that people say, well, you know, it is hemp and it's legal and so on and so forth. Don't know. That might be an idea. I'm just trying to see, lessen the impact to our tourism out that way, because it's going to be...
More advertise it?
Hmm?
Come to Josephine County for the rare aroma of hemp. And
it's going to be,
take
and I got a feeling it's going to be overwhelming out there.
Well, you're going to drive by, you're certainly going to get it.
You know, I am curious,
did
anybody get a chance to get out to that? I had a conflict, another appointment, but did anybody else get out to Williams for that?
These four carnivores?
The water master's office was going there.
No.
A lot of concerns of people with water rights and stuff. And, you know, honestly, I think it's something to take back to AOC and say, can you please encourage the Department of Ag to make sure that people are following with water rights and land use and stuff like that?
But you know, when we had complaints about marijuana, we had the water master walk all of Powell Creek. I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
But yet
we have a different water master now.
Yeah, but the neighbors would say, you know what? I walked there and there's PVC every 100 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of, you know, I had one of our frequent flyers call me and say, what are you doing about the water? And the hemp people are using all the water and they're doing this. I said, nothing. That's a state issue. Get a hold of Carl Wilson, Stark, and Bear Trigger. Those are your three
mm-hmm.
guys up north. You've got their ear. I don't. So you go to them and find out, because the water master doesn't have near the budget that he needs to actually do any enforcement. And so it's not ours. And he's, well, so you're not consistent with marijuana and hemp. And I said, no, you're missing the point. I'm okay. Well, you don't like marijuana. And I said, marijuana. And I said, I have nothing against legal marijuana. I do have issues with illegal marijuana. I have nothing against alcohol being legal. I do have issues with drunk drivers. So that's the way I left it with him and said, he needs to shuffle off to the state that I have myself. I don't know about your other two, but I haven't received any complaints about hemp growers mowing down forests and plowing up land and then stealing water from all the neighbors and everything. I haven't had any complaints on the hemp industry yet.
I have.
Have you?
The Williams group had them.
Well, I would imagine Williams, because they're probably overrun by it out there.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of fields.
Yeah, they do.
That haven't been turned in a lot of years.
Ag land out there, but There really isn't. I don't think there's anything you can do about it because it's the same as growing corn out there.
But well, back to your original with that Gateway hemp farm. Mm-hmm. As economic development liaison, I guess you'd call it, would it be appropriate for me to like send them a letter? Hey, could I have a meeting and talk to you? And how would I do that? Can I just pull their address off of GIS and mail them a letter? Or what would that look like?
I would think so, yeah.
Sure.
Yep. And see if they at least want to start a conversation. Mm-hmm. And
I think
say,
it could really have an impact.
Yeah.
I apologize. There. I have a 4 o'clock I have to go to, so I'm going to sneak out. If
you're going to 8 minutes, you can just tough it out.
I
know. 8 more minutes.
I have to drive across
town. No, I was just a concern. I thought, gosh, if I could get halfway through here and just say, you know what, I'm so nauseated, turn around, take me home.
Yeah, I'm going to be here.
Yeah, maybe we can get some the wind farm things just to blow it over towards the river.
Go ahead.
That's it.
There's a Pacific Power meeting tonight at Tap Rock Event Center, which is the old convention center from 5 to 7. I have an obligation. I can't go in case somebody wanted to go. Christina didn't know if there's going to be a lot or a little people there, but I thought I'd throw that out there.
From what time?
5 to 7 at the Tap Rock Event Center.
I might be able to pull out.
Yeah, I won't be able to. Are they going to talk about the proposed shutdown zones or something?
Okay. Correct. Yeah. So Sarah was just asking if I could go, and I said I cannot, but can I say you might?
I won't be able to.
Okay.
I'll try to get there. I've talked to
Letha. 5 to 7?
Couple times on that subject and gave them my suggestions of what I think they need to do to.
Well, it's the public, so it might be an opportunity for the public to see that we were there to hear.
I'll swing by for the first hour. I can do 5 to 6.
We'll see if we can get over there.
I got a pay increase request for one of our department heads that he's at his anniversary, he's going to get a step increase. And it's like, see, this is. Again, we don't have the evaluations that we're doing that go with them. We just did. Well, he sent me a self-evaluation because he needs it for his audit, for his department. But where we are with the consultant about the 360s is she'd come up with a recommendation of immediate need and long-term goal of building towards something. And is putting something together to come in and talk with you guys.
Okay.
So, because I said at this point, it's not for me to decide. I need to make sure the board gets brought
same
in.
Same information.
So, mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if that's okay, she's following up with that. So.
Super.
All right. Anything else?
Nope.
So we have our hearing in the morning. I just heard back from Jay Meredith that I had asked if they can get, they have a GIS layer at the city that you have to go down the layers to find which ones are service annexations. And so for people wanting to know who's in the district, mm-hmm. I asked, can your guys just put that layer up so people can see it? And they're not able or willing to do that yet. So I had a group contact me upset that they can't actually tell if they're in or out of the district going into the hearing tomorrow. So just as a heads up, I haven't responded to Ms. Casanelli yet. I was going to basically say, this is an opportunity to bring up a hearing. Here's where you can see right now, if you're currently in the city or you've signed a service annexation, you're in. If you haven't, you're out.
I know that map doesn't copy well, but could they have, there's got to be a better map than what we have in here.
We don't have it. The city's created stuff, but we don't have it.
I would think that would be
Well, but how do they have a public
call the city?
What's that?
That all came from the city,
exactly.
Not from us. But as I said earlier, we have issues. The state has issues with that. It's never going to fly. We have to have a better one.
How do we have a public meeting without
that? How do we have a hearing
map?
Without
that?
I know. Or is this what we have to address in the morning?
That's what I say. Even a big one on the wall, if they can't get the resolution or whatever problem they're having. Something for everyone to look at.
The problem is, this is the county's public hearing.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And we should
say. And I don't want us to have the hearing ahead of time.
We didn't have a map here. We don't even have a map to show you.
But it is something I think we should.
That's
pretty elementary.
Is that okay?
Sure.
So we can address it. That we'll discuss it at the hearing. Do we go forward? Do we not? Yeah, with the maps as they are available. Because I don't want us to have the hearing tonight, and then tomorrow we get to the hearing, and then we say. I just want to be mindful. I don't know the quasi-judicial limitations. I want to be mindful.
You weren't here when we were talking about the whole thing of the boundary that you can That's what you're going to be looking at tomorrow at the hearing.
Okay.
And the order that is proposed, it's going to mess up the timeline if it's not
done tomorrow.
We can, right. We're going to pass the order tomorrow, but the map is going to be there before.
Yes. The map will have to be different by the
by next hearing.
Order.
Okay.
By the second meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, you got to go.
I got to go, sorry. So if you want to adjourn us, it's great.
I can't. Okay, it is now 3:57 and we are adjourned.